This is episode 979. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm excited to share with you today's episode. You'll be discovering a meditation technique to help you manage relationships that are nurturing to you, as well as relationships that may bring you down. And this is part 5 in our 7-part meditation series on managing relationships and how relationships impact your health using meditation techniques. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, and each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth, so you can really focus and master it as you go throughout the week. And I offer guided meditations where you're guided through a half-hour meditation over at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you can find 2 weeks free. You could try a meditation membership site, and you have access there to over 900 meditations that are completely guided. So if you enjoy being guided, you might like that. That's where I take you deeper into the full meditation. And I offer a journal and a customized guide with all the techniques that I mention here on the podcast laid out nicely for you, so you can see them and remember. If you couldn't remember, what was that breathing technique? And everything is there at your fingertips. Again, you can try it for 2 weeks free if you like to go a little deeper with your meditation ritual. Well, I am going to share with you, as I mentioned, a technique. And on day 5, which is usually a Thursday, if you're following this in sequence, of course, you can listen to these meditations in any order you want. But on day 5, I like to share with you a chakra technique. And you don't really need to know so much about chakras, but the main point is to focus on a particular chakra and notice this aspect of yourself. Chakras are simply considered to be different areas in your body that harbor your emotions, your memories, and so it helps you to focus on a particular chakra sometimes to notice how you're managing a particular area of your life. And as you focus on relationships this week and your health, the 5th chakra is all about a deep sense of inner calm that really only comes with being really attuned to yourself. And throughout this week, we've explored how it's important to notice how you feel in your body, how your different emotions make you feel, how different relationships you have make you feel, and to listen to that. And, of course, to listen to those you're in a relationship with. Listening is one of the best ways to improve any relationship. Many people feel if you ask them what went wrong in a particular relationship that they ended, they'll often say they just didn't feel appreciated. They didn't feel listened to or heard. So give your relationships the gift of listening this week, and give yourself the gift of listening to how you're doing, how you're managing different emotions. So the 5th chakra is right at your throat, in your neck, and it influences your voice, the quality of your voice, and your throat, and how you communicate. And when you feel grounded and excited about your life, and you feel a sense of connection in your world, you naturally want to share more of yourself with others, share your gifts and talents with others. And if you're not feeling so grounded or feeling connected with others or excited about your life, you can feel as though you've lost your voice. You just feel as though you're not being heard, you're not focused anymore, and you just feel as though you don't have anything to give. So you're going to explore a technique that you can do when you sit down on your own and meditate. Or you could do this technique as you go about your day. You can just focus on the technique. And I want to mention to you, as we've been exploring how relationships, which are one of the top stressors, when you're not in a good relationship or you have difficulty with relationships in general, this is one of the top stressors. I want to share with you some research regarding your chronological age versus your biological age. There's been some research, and I'll link to this in this podcast episode on my website at sipandohm.com for this series, the relationship series. There is an article I came across that shows research about how we already know that different people age differently. Some people seem to age faster biologically than their chronological age. Well, there's research showing that we age differently throughout our body. And what that means is that your heart, for instance, may be at a different biological age than, say, your liver. And what was discovered is that healthy breast tissue is about 2 or 3 years older than the rest of a woman's body. So if a woman has breast cancer, the healthy tissue next to the tumor is an average of 12 years older than the rest of her body. This is research conducted by Dr. Steve Horvath, who's a professor of human genetics at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. In his research, he found that tumor tissues are an average of 36 years older than healthy tissue. And he also found that some brain cancer tissues taken from children had a biological age of more than 80 years. This is fascinating, groundbreaking research, and there's more to it than I'm sharing with you here on this episode, but I wanted to share just the basic premise of how we age and how stress also impacts how we age. And so when you consider your relationships in this series, consider the relationships that are going to nourish you and the relationships you may have a difficult time managing in a healthy way, and this can impact your health. So I'm going to give you an unusual way to consider relationships. If you think about certain relationships as being such as junk food, that you might be able to tolerate it a little bit, but if you were to eat junk food continuously, your health would definitely suffer. And if you have nourishing food, this is going to make you feel great, and it's going to make you healthier as well. So just like if you have nourishing relationships, it's going to make you feel great and likewise be great for your health. So just think about how much you can tolerate of relationships that you might consider toxic in your life. This can be a way to help you let go of relationships that no longer support you. And of course, that's not always easy to do. Sometimes we might be related to the people we don't get along so well with. But if you think about how much you can handle of these kinds of relationships, you can start to put down boundaries. And of course, there are phases of excitement and sorrow and anger and all these emotions in any relationship. But certain relationships can get stuck in a cycle of anger or resentment or hurt or grief. So just take care with your relationships. And as you do the technique in today's meditation, if you focus on your fifth chakra, which is right at your throat, your neck, your vocal cords, how you show up in the world, visualize yourself communicating with people you feel supported by. And as you do so, visualize how you feel when you're with that person, where you carry that in your body, how you communicate the quality of your voice when you're with that person. If you're smiling and laughing, and notice how you feel when you consider a relationship that really lifts you up. And then consider how you communicate, how you show up, how you look, your facial features, how you stand, your posture. When you're communicating with someone you're in a tough relationship with, it's a difficult relationship for you. And just notice the difference in how you feel. Notice your expression. Notice if you feel restricted in fully expressing yourself. Maybe you feel guarded. Maybe you don't feel listened to. Just notice how you feel, visualizing different relationships in your life. You could even try some of the techniques we've explored throughout this series. Holding the mudra, doing the breathing technique, repeating the affirmation as you visualize yourself managing some of your stressful relationships. So do this now. Go into your meditation, or maybe you're just walking and doing your errands. You could still do this. Visualize how you look and feel and sound when you interact in your positive relationships, and how you look, feel, and sound when you interact in relationships that are more difficult. Always meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little longer, ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.